we are approaching Rosh Hashanah. This coming month of Shabbos is the first day of Slichos, and we only have a week to go. A week to go to the magnificent day of Rosh Hashanah, the first of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Yom Hadin HaMishpat V'Harachamim. And the topic we will be discussing today is a fascinating one, Simcha b'Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We are all very well aware, and we feel it in our hearts, b'Samachta b'Chagecho, each and every Yom Tov. But Rosh Hashanah is different, somewhat different. It is a more complex Yom Tov, a combination of contradictory emotions. On one hand, Emes Yom Hadin. This is a day of judgment, a day of mishpat, a day in which each and every one of us stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech v'mishpat Yamed Eretz. Each and every one of us knows that this is a fateful day in which destinies are determined. On the other hand, it's a Yom Tov. Is there a mitzvah of simcha in Rosh Hashanah? There are three different opinions among the Rishonim whether a person could fast on Rosh Hashanah. Some Rishonim maintain, yes, it is permissible, because fasting is beneficial to tshuva, to kapora. So this is a question discussed by the major Rishonim. Rosh, the end of Rosh Hashanah. Perek Dalet Siman Yud Dalet. The Mordechai in the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Siman Tavshin Chet. Sefer Kolbo. Siman Samechei. So the Kolbo maintains that it is permissible and even a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh quotes, and the Mordechai as well, most of the Gaonim, it ruled it is a prohibition. Rav Haigoin, Mara, Sar Sholem Goin, Ritz Geis, Rav Nachshon Goin, these were all giants in the period of the Gaonim, the Ravyo, and many other Rishonim. Harav Natronai Goin offered a compromise. First day of Rosh Hashanah, you cannot fast because it's Minat Torah. It's the Yom Tov D'Oraisa. Second day of Rosh Hashanah, one could fast. And the Rosh rejects this compromise because he quotes the Navi, Perek Ches, Sefer Nechemiah, Posekud, dealing with Rosh Hashanah, Echlo Madanim, Shtu Mamtakim, Shulchamon Yisla'i Nochaloi, Al Teyu Tzevu, Ki Kodesh Yoyim La'adoneinu, and this posuk obviously refers to both days of Rosh Hashanah. However, there's a very original idea of the Netziv, typical of the Netziv in Hamik Dovar, Vayikro Parsha Semor, Perichov Gemel Posuk Chov Dalet, Posuk Echadoim Yoim Truo, another posuk says Yoim Zichon Truo. So the Nesir says that the essence of Shnei Yomim Shel Rosh Hashanah, the first day, is dedicated to the coronation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You are probably all familiar with the 10 different reasonings, 10 different tamim for Tkiyah Shofar that we find in all the Machzorim written by Rav Sadia Gaon. So the first reason to blow Shofar is when we coronate a king, that was the custom. They blew with 1,000 horns and 1,000 trumpets. So Tkiyah Shofar is associated with Malchus Shemayim. That is the essence of Yom Aleph Shel Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. So the Netziv argues when the Navi says, Ichru Madanim Shtu Mamtakim Chedet Hashem Yimuzchem, that's referring only to the first day of Rosh Hashanah. According to Netziv, we could very well appreciate the opinion of Rav Natronai Gaon. First day of Rosh Hashanah, you cannot fast because that is a day to rejoice. That is the simcha of a Kodesh Baruch. Second day, is dedicated primarily to din and mishpat, to tshuva, to kapara, and therefore the second day, according to this going, one is entitled to fast. Most of the shoinim and most going to maintain that one cannot fast neither first day nor second day. And they offer three different tamim, three different reasons to prohibit and to reject the meaning of fasting and Rosh Hashanah. Number one is Mikra Kodesh, and the Sifri and the Sifro both interpret Mikra Kodesh Lachila Vilishtiya. It isn't a decisive argument because Yom Kippur is also defined as Mikra Kodesh, and Yom Kippur definitely is an Isidiyuraisa, Achiv Koros, and Achila Vilishtiya. Second reason is Rosh Hashanah is described and defined as a Chag. B'keser le'yoyim chageinu. If it's a Chag, then we have a mitzvah v'samachta v'chagech. So how could one fast? Third reason is the Posek HaNavi that I just quoted in Sefer Nechem, Ye'ichro Mashmanim, Shtu Mamtakim, Shulchamonois, Le'enochem. Shulchanoch Tov Kuv Tzadik Zayin in the first thief. Oichlam v'shoysim v'smeichem v'ein mis'anin b'Rosh Hashanah. So obviously the Pesach of the Shulchanoch is in accordance to the Pesach of the Torah, the Pesach of the Rosh, and the vast majority of Rishonim. However, the Ramon Siv Gimel brings that there is an opinion that one could fast, that it's even a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. But the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch and all the other major poskim is Oichlam v'shoysim v'smeichem Rosh Hashanah ve'im mesach. However, the Simcha Rosh Hashanah is somewhat subdued. It is not the same as Adi Yom Tov. And the Mechaba says, Loi yoichlu lisov am k'day shelo yekelu rosh v'tiyeh yiras Hashem al p'neyeh. And therefore, the Simcha should not be excessive. It should be somewhat in checks and balances, somewhat subdued. And the Magen Avraham brings that the Marshal didn't eat fish, even though he was very fond of fish, but he didn't eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. He also quotes the Magid Meishorim, which is the Bais Yosef, and this week's Parsha, Parshas Netzavim, that one in Rosh Hashanah should not eat also the yayin. And that seems to be a tremendous chiddush. Because if we paskin that Oichon V'shoisim V'smeichim B'Rosh Hashanah, smeichim, that means Rosh Hashanah Zechag, and the tzivui, the mitzvah V'samachto B'chegecho, refers to Rosh Hashanah. Ein simcha levavos v'yayin, that's the Gemara Psochem Kuftes, Rambam and Perek Vav, Aloch Yud Zayin, Aloch Yud Ches, and Aloch Yud Ches. So if the halacha is that there is a mitzvah of simcha and Rosh Hashanah, how do we abstain from bosa v'yayin when Chazal says that is the essence of simcha and simcha elo b'bosa v'yayin? So obviously this ruling of the Magid Mishorim of the Magen Avraham must maintain that there is no real mitzvah of simcha and Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not defined as a chag. The mitzvah of samachta b'chegecho refers only to shorosh rekonim. But the reason we are to be happy on Rosh Hashanah, we are to eat and drink, as either because of Mikra Kodesh, either because of the Novi. Yechlo Mashmanim, Shtu Mantakim. But the Mechaba says, Smeich. And if the Magen Avraham rejects the Mechaba, at least he should note that what he is writing doesn't go together with the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. So obviously, the Magen Avraham sees no contradiction between what he says, that one should not eat meat and drink wine and the Mechaber. Even more than that, the Mugram quotes the Magid Mishorim. Magid Mishorim is the Beis Yosef. So sometimes there are somewhat contradictions between Kabbalah and Halacha. Magid Mishorim is not halachic literature, it is based kolkuli on Kabbalah, but it would seem strange that the Magid Mishorim says A and the Mechaber says B. One could prove, l'chaydeh from the Rambam, that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov Mamish, and there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Because the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Aloch Yud Zayin, Afer Ches Yom Tov, and I'm quoting the Roshan of the Rambam, Shevet Yimei HaPesach V'Shmonis Yimei HaChagim, Shai Yomim Toivim, Kulam Asurim Behesped V'Tanis, V'Chai Avodim Liyoiz V'Hem, Sameach V'Toiv Lev, Hu V'Bono V'Yishtoi V'Bnei Beisoi, V'Kol Anil V'Melev, Shenema V'Samachto V'Chagach. So what does Machaba mean when he writes, Shiva Simei HaPesach, Shmonis Simei HaChag, Im Shar Yamim Tov. What's left besides Shiras Yemei Pesach v'Shemonis Yemei Chag? So he explicitly mentioned Sukkot, Pesach, and Shemini Atzeres. If the Mitzvah of Simcha refers only to Shoresh HaGolem, that the only other Yom Tov is Atzeres, why would the Rambam write Shiras Yemei Pesach v'Shemonis Yemei Chag im Shar Yamim Tovim? That's four words. He should have wrote one additional word. Shiras Yemei Pesach v'Shemonis Yemei Chag v'Atzeres. V'Chag HaAtzeres, two words. That would be very strange, the Rambam writing im Shar Yamim Chag, if there's only one more day. I think that proves he means Atzeres, he means Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he writes im Shar Yamei Achag. So it seems to be obvious in the Rambam that this interpretation is correct, that there is a mitzvah v'samachtu b'chagecho in Rosh Hashanah. And therefore my interpretation would be this. My sound is a chish, but I think it's Mesyashev al Alei. The basic mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is defined by the Rambam in the passage in the Halacha I just quoted. Chayev Odom Liyois Sameach V'Tov Lei. Hu Ve'ishtoi V'Bonov U'Bnei Beisoi V'Kol Anil V'Meilo. Liyois Sameach V'Tov Lei. Chazal teach us, how does one execute Simcha? What is the Hanhoga of Simcha? How does Simcha manifest itself in a person's behavior? So Chazal say, every individual in his own way. Anoshim bevosav yayin, noshim bebigdei tzevoinim, kinoikis v'kloyis v'agoyisim. But these are only expressions of Simcha. It is not the essence. Mitzvah Simcha in Yom Tov is not eating meat and drinking wine and children eating nuts. It is Liyoy Sameach V'Toyiv Leiv. We are to express our Simcha. It should not be merely in the realm of one's feelings and emotions. But that is more flexible. I said in the past, if a person doesn't enjoy wine and he doesn't like meat, he has difficulty eating meat, he's not mechuyev. So Chazal say, and it's quoted in the Rambam and Shechan Ochtan, oikiz v'kloyez v'egayz. Try to offer your kids nuts as a snack today. L'kovet simchus yom tov. Your kids will say, Daddy, Bamba. Bamba, get it into your head. Kids don't eat nuts today. So is a person supposed to impose nuts on his kids because the Rambam says nuts, and Chazal say nuts? How about Big Day Tzavoinim for his wife? And his wife says, I don't like flowery dresses. I like something that is more subdued. I like black. I like white. Would he say no? But the Gemara says, be disavoid him. That is what Chazal said. That's the way we have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Chazal just gives us the idea how to make people happy. So today, don't try to force your kids to eat nuts. Give them bamba or biscuit, whatever they want. And if your wife doesn't like color dresses, let her buy a dress that she likes. And if you have difficulty eating meat or drinking wine, then you enjoy Yom Tov in the way you enjoy Yom Tov. It is only Gizman Beis Amigdash that the mitzvah is Dafka Bebot Shalom, because that's a korban. But not nowadays. So what I'm trying to make clear basically is that the Ikka mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is Liyoy Sameach V'Tov Lev. All the rest is expressions of Simcha. And therefore, it is not a teme b'yeinai. If Rosh Hashanah, which is a day of tshuva, and achnoah and kapora, and fasting is beneficial to tshuva, and it enhances kapora, there is a mitzvah simcha in Rosh Hashanah, but the expressions would be different expressions. it would be more an internal simcha, even though one would maintain that there's a mitzvah of simcha mamish on Rosh Hashanah kach nera la'aniyas dayi. Two great gedolim. If anybody knows the history in the past few hundred years of Gedali Yisrael, of the development of Torah in Europe, the two greatest gedolim 150 years ago in Galicia were Rabbi Shlomo Kluger and Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Nathan Zon, two phenomenal sages. Both bring l'cha'ora a very clear source that there is a mitzvah simcha and Rosh Hashanah, and one is prohibited to fast. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, Chochma Shlomo, Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. And Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Nathan Zon, in Sefer Meforshei Hayam, on Yam HaTalmud. Let me give you a brief introduction to Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Nathan Zon. When I was a young boy, I was tremendously inspired by his form. I used to spend days and nights. I was fascinated by the godless, by the personality, by the greatness of the Shoyal Amation. I spent days and nights learning his form, and I knew by heart a major portion of the Shoyal Amation when I was a young boy. Shoyal Amation was an Ilui. He got married when he was 17. His brother-in-law was also one of the future Gedali Yisrael of Motzvot Zev Ettinger. They learned B'chavrusa and wrote many Sforim together, B'chavrusa. So the first Sefer was published when Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Nathan Zon was 17 years old and his brother-in-law of Motzvot Zev was 21. They went over the Yam HaTalmud of their uncle, who was a brother of the Yeshua's Yankov. They were nephews of the Yeshua's Yankov. And they wrote Haggos. And at the end of that Sefer, there's an amazing series of responses. Those two young Bnei Torah wrote letters to all the Gedolei and Zikne Ador. And they write and correspond with the Mordechai Ben Ezer, the Kiva Eger, the Chassam Sofer, the Tiv Gittin, many other Gedolei. One of those letters, the Yosef Shlomo Nathan Zon has come up with the same argument as the Shlomo Kluger. There's a Mishnah, Pegim al-Madalach ha-Masechet Chulam Barbo, Prokom Mishon ha-Moich ha-Bahem al-Chaveri, Tzorach lo-Dioi. Imo mecharti ayon, bito mecharti ayon. There's an Isser of Oysa v'yes benoi lo-Isa shchatu v'yoy mechot. We cannot slaughter an animal and its offspring in the same day. So in these 4 days, many people slaughter animals to prepare Tzorchi Suda. Obviously, those 4 days are the days in which Bnei Yisrael ate more meat than all year round. And therefore, when you sell an animal and you assume it will be slaughtered, it will be shechted, you need to notify the purchaser, the buyer. I sold its mother, I sold its offspring, that he shouldn't be nifshal, he shouldn't violate the yisr of loisa v'yes benoi, loisa shchatu b'yoy mecho. One of those 4 days is Erev Rosh Hashanah. So it's a Mishnah of Fereshes that Rosh Hashanah, everybody slaughtered animals to prepare Sukkos Rosh Hashanah. If it's a mitzvah to fast, how could that be? And those young two Gedolei Yisrael write that this is a tshuva raya nitzachas she'en lahoshev aleha. And they quote their great uncle, who was already one of the major Gedolim of that period, that he agreed with them, and he said, it's a Ryan Itzachas Oleu Ein Lahoshev. And I wonder, whenever an Achron comes up with a Ryan, he argues, Ein Lahoshev Oleu. Strange to me. Do they really think that none of the Ge'onim and the Rishonim remembered a Mishnah? This is a sugya which goes back more than 1,000 years. The Rosh and the Mordechai and all the other Rishonim deal with this question, quoting the great Ge'onim, and they all bring proof and riots and evidence, Mekan v'mekan, and everybody forgot their Mishnah. Strange. In my opinion, it's not a riot at all. I think it's clear and obvious in all the Rishonim. Everybody agrees that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. Nobody confuses Rosh Hashanah with Tishah. Everybody agrees that Rosh Hashanah is basically a Yom Tov. And as a Yom Tov, of course, the minig was Laharbeis B'Sa'uda. However, there are some Rishonim that feel that one is entitled to fast. But only very few fast. Those Chassidim V'yan Shemaisa, those Tzadikim, that probably fast every other day throughout the year, those Oivdei Hashem that really dedicate their lives, their nights and their days, and their very being to avoid the Tzadikim, to Tshuva, they were the ones that wanted to fast in Rosh Hashanah. They were the ones that provoked this question. And they were the ones that all the Gedolim are dealing is one entitled to fast. And if a real Chosid and Tzaddik fast, would that be considered a mitzvah? Or rather a transgression? But that's the most of the pshita. That the multitudes, of course, they rejoice. After all, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Tov, it's Mekoi Kodesh, and therefore I don't think this Mishnah proves anything. Even regarding Yom Kippur, one could contemplate, is there a mitzvah of Simcha in Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is Mekoi Kodesh. So on one hand, we find a lashon in Masechet Sofra. Ein Yom Tov b'Yom Tzayim. But that doesn't mean there is no mitzvah of Simcha. Yoreim, Seif Yoreim, right? There's no mitzvah of Simcha, Yom Tov in Yom Kippur. But maybe he also means there is no expression of Simchas Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Urchayim, and Chamishu, Inuyim, which are the contrast to Simcha. But I have an interesting view in Rambam. Peregim Halacha Vuv Avilchas Chanukah, when the Rambam writes all the halachas of Arel, and the Rambam writes, Ein Oymer Mahal Barashon of Yom Kippurim Lefish Ein, Elo Yomim Shal Simcha Yetzer, Eri Yomim Shal Tshuva V'Yiru V'Fachar. The Rambam writes, these are not days of Simcha Yisera. First of all, he puts together Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, essentially being the same. Both these days are not days of excessive Simcha, of Simcha Yisera, seemingly indicating they are days of Simcha, however not Simcha Yisera. And therefore, my feeling would be, as I said before, regarding Rosh Hashanah, there are many ways to express Simcha, and Simcha could manifest itself in many different ways. It's a mitzvah Simcha and Puri, Simcha Siyamte, Simcha Sfasa Mekal. Each of these mitzvahs manifests itself in a different way. There is a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is also a day of some basic Simcha. It is a p'china of Gilu Berodo. Even though it's Hashem B'Yiro, the Gilu Berodo. One cannot eat, one cannot drink. Chamishu Inuyim. But nevertheless, Chazal Tzeh Medesh is a Simcha for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's a Simcha for us as well. And we are happy. And we rejoice that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this unbelievably magnificent gift of Tshuva and Slicha and Kapol. And therefore the Rambam writes, it is a day of Simcha. But we don't say Halal. Ein Elo Yomim Shal Simcha Yisrael. Maybe we should discuss briefly a Shal Halacha Lamaisa that is dependent on the lengthy discussion we just had. So, Mekuf Peiches Sivov, there's a very well-known halacha. And it appears in almost every bencher and every zmir. If one forgot to say Yalav Yovim Berch Namos Shabbos Yom Tov, if you already started at Toiv HaMeitiv, Choyza. He has to start benching all over again. If he did not start the fourth bracha, then he could make up for it. And he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Malkeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nosan Shabbosos Lemenucha. Similar formulation for Yom Tov, and the same for Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah isn't mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. The Knesset said, Dayla writes, self-evident, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. We'll have the same din as the Yom Tov. In Shabbos, the Chassim is Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. Yom Tov is Mekadesh Sol Hazmanim. So obviously in Rosh Hashanah, we would say Mekadesh Sol Hazmanim as a Koro. But the Mother of Rome, Sif Kotnara, says no. And he argues, if you start the Toiv HaMeitiv Rosh Hashanah, you do not have to repeat Birchas HaMazon because of the opinion that one is entitled to fast on Rosh Hashanah. If one is entitled to fast, then Birchas HaMazon is not obligatory, it's not a Chayvo, then it's like a Shchodesh. If you forget the Alav Yivar Shchodesh, you don't have to bench all over again. And therefore, the Mugan of Rome argues Rosh Hashanah as a din of Rosh Chodesh. You forgot the Alav Yivar, you started the Toiv HaMeitiv, you don't have to bench over. Another Chiddush the Mugan of Rome argues is, like Rosh Chodesh, there is no Chasima in the Brocha Ketzora, which is a substitute to the Alav Yivar, there is no Chasima in Rosh Hashanah because of the same reason. And this is a major argument between Achroinim. Halachic and Asigdailok and Mugan of Rome. Elior Rabbah rejects the Mugan of Rome's opinion on both counts. Sharati and Mishneh Brura, Kuf Bechez, Sif Kodin Tez Vav, I think, is mechalek between the two different halachas and the Mugan of Rome. And he says, even we, if we would agree with the Mugan of Rome regarding Chayza, and we would accept his opinion that if you forgot Yalav Yavoy and you started a Toiv HaMeitiv, Einoi Choyza Lerois, because in that case we rely on the opinion that one could fast on Rosh Hashanah. Regarding the Chasima, he rejects the Mother of Rome. Because the reason Rosh Chodesh is different than Shabbos and Yom Tov regarding the Chasima is not because there's no Chayv Suda on Rosh Chodesh, but rather because Rosh Chodesh is not defined as a Yom Tov. If that is the reason, Rosh Hashanah definitely is a Yom Tov. After all, it's Kodesh, it's also a Malacha, there's a mitzvah of Simcha according to most Shoinim, but I think this Chilek, if we observe nuances, we see it in the Mishneh Berurah as well. See if God knew that. Regarding the question of Nusach, the Mishneh Berurah seems to agree with the Elia Rabba. Rosh Hashanah, there is a Chasima, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh, Yisrael, V'yem, Zekor. Regarding the question of Chayzer, Ene Chayzer, he does not decide. He brings both opinions. Most Achroinim, I think, are Chodek on the Mugan of Rome and agree with the Knesset Hagdola, that the halacha would be the same. Shmi Shabbos Kolchosov. My dear friend, Agon Rav Noivit of blessed memory. We miss him badly. Shmi Shabbos Kolchosov, Perek Nun Zayin, Ha'orachov Gimel, wants to be Mechad Ben Yom Balayla. And he says, by night, if you skip the Yalav Yavoy, Choyzel Rosh, you have to bench again. Not by day. And he bases this chiddush, I do not recall whether it's own chiddush or Rabbi Shmuel, and he bases it on the Mishneh Berurah Sif Kotn Vav and the many other achroinim who argue that one could fast by day Rosh Hashanah, but not by night. Mishneh Berurah quotes Poiskim. He doesn't write which Poiskim. So I want to take a few minutes just to clarify this point. Why would there be a difference between day and night? The Mugan of Rome, Sif Kotn Gimel, differentiates between day and night. But that Mugan of Rome has nothing to do with our discussion. Sif Gimel and Shulchan Aruch in Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin deals with Tanis Chaloim. And the Mugan of Rome says, Tanis Chaloim is only by day, not by night. And that is Pusha. What is Tanis Cholaim? If you had a bad dream, a nightmare by night, then you fast in the morning. And you need to fast in that same day. So there could never be a Tanis Cholaim Balayla. And therefore, Reh Rosh Hashanah, one needs to eat. But the Magen Avraham is referring to Tanis Cholaim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Poskim say that even those opinions that say one is entitled to fast and Lashon without any nightmares, without any dreams, just like a Kaporas Avoy, by day and not by night. That is a chiddush we find in the Pnei Yeshua and Ksuvos Tachei, but he doesn't explain why. What is the reasoning and the rationale for the chiddush? Why would there be a difference between day and night? I could think of two different explanations. Because I'll say there is no din balayla, neither on basin nor b'shamayim. Mishpat is only by day. So maybe that is the reason by night you don't fast, because there is no din balayla. The Mishpat is conducted only by day, and therefore by day there's reasoning to fast. By night, after all, it's Yom Tov. The other explanation might be there's a Chodesh Kiddush, and Ikra Mitzvah's Kiddush is balayla. There's a Machlokes is showing what the Kiddush Yom Tov is, Manatayram and Rabbonim, but it's a Chiyuv Gomor. So a minik to fast and Rosh Hashanah doesn't override Kiddush. However, we explained at the beginning of the Shir, it might override the manifestation of Simcha and Yom Tov, because that doesn't go against the essence of Mitzvah Simcha Yom Tov. However, Kiddush, you need to make Kiddush. Make Kiddush Elo B'Mokom Suda, and Kiddush Elo Alakos. And therefore, one cannot fast by night. The difference between the two explanations would be, is it mechuyev to eat bread? Chala by night. If it's based on Simchas Yom Tov, and we say only by day is a person entitled to fast, l'chaporos avoy, but not by night, then by night is Simchas Yom Tov, he needs to eat pas, and therefore Yalav Yovay would be a chiyuv, Bechamos would be a chiyuv. But if it's just because of Kiddush Mokom Sudi, you don't necessarily need pas. You could eat the finest, you could eat different things. Some are showing to maintain that even Paytas would be enough for Kiddush Mokom Suda. So the psak of Rav Noivit would depend on two different approaches regarding reasoning why one can't fast by night. However, Shmir Shabbos Kelchoso brings a big Kiddush from Rav Shimazal. Chayodim Klal Chof Dalet, very well known, brings the chiddush of one of the sages in all it and his time, Evili Pasvora. And he was Mechadish. Leil Rosh Hashanah, if you forget, Amelach HaKodesh, Ein HaKodesh. Just like a Shchodesh, if you forget, Yalav Yavir Benayit, Ein Mekatshinas HaKodesh Balayit. Big chiddush. But it's quoted by the Chayot. Mishnah Berurah Shatzi and Tov Kuf Pei Beis rejects this psak. And he has a very powerful argument. He says, if you forget Yalav Yavir Shchodesh, then your tefillah is a normal tefillah. That is the tefillah. One says on Shchodesh. Shchodesh is Yom Chol. But if you say a Yom Tov Dikat tefillah and you don't say a Melech HaKodesh, that doesn't go together. It's a Yom Tov Dikat tefillah. It's a tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Melech HaKodesh. So that is a contradiction. So the Mishnah Berurah goes to the extreme of arguing maybe the Kavona of the Chayodim and of Eveli, who was quoted by the Chayodim, is if you said a Tel HaKodesh, finish off the tefillah Chayol and not tefillah Rosh Hashanah. But to me, that would be a tremendous loss. And if that's their Kavona, they should have been very clear about it. They should have said what they meant. So obviously, that's not their goal. So Rav Shimon Zalman goes on to argue, even if we reject their psak regarding tefillah, but we would accept it regarding Birch Samozin. Because if you didn't say out of the other way, it's still a normal Birch Samozin, it's the same Birch Samozin. However, in my humble opinion, and I stress in my humble opinion, I think the reason to reject this psak is not over the technicality. Is it a Yom Tov Dikat Tefillah or a Tefillah Schoil? I don't think there's any mokum to be medama Shonat Rosh Chodesh. All we have in Rosh Chodesh is Ma'ina Ma'or. Kiddush Chodesh, that's all. Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Din. Rosh Hashanah is a totally different filler. And therefore, Leil Rosh Hashanah has nothing to do with Eim HaKadshan Rosh Chodesh. Eim HaKadshan Rosh Hashanah. Nothing to do. After all, it's Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is a day of Malchus. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Mishpat. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. Tfilas Rosh Hashanah would be the same as any other Yom Tov. That's Korah of Rosh Chodesh. Has everything to do with Kiddush HaChodesh Bilvad. Lo Kein Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah would be no different than Yom Kippur. Doesn't make sense that Leil Yom Kippur Chodesh and Leil Rosh Hashanah ain't no Chodesh. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is being a Yom Tov, a very special Yom Tov with so many different manifestations, and therefore omitting HaMelech HaKodesh B'Leil Rosh Hashanah is not the same as all as omitting Ke'arav Yom HaShchodesh. That is my humble opinion. And therefore, I don't think there would be any difference between Lailo and Yoim regarding the machlokes between Eli Rabbah and Bunah. The fact that not even one of the Gedolei HaAchronim that makes his differentiation proves more than anything else that this differentiation has no room in Allah. So we discussed a very interesting topic today, mitzvahs simcha on Rosh Hashanah. This coming Mitzvah Shabbos, we start slichas. Did you ever think, why do we always start slichas? Mitzvah Shabbos. Regardless of how many days we say slichas. This year, we have the minimum slichas, Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, so we only have 4 days. If Rosh Hashanah falls any other day, we have more than 4 days. But we always start Mitzvah Shabbos. Why? We find a fascinating reason and explanation in Leket Yosha, page 114. And I'm quoting the Leket Yosha. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, "Shein eschin eshoyer loy mitachatzus, v'lo mitachatzus el mitoch simcha shol mitzvah." L'chach toiv lahatchil espar mitoch simcha shol mitzvah. Interesting. Slichas and simcha, do they go together? We wouldn't guess they do, but obviously they do. That is what one of the Rishonim explains. The reason we start Slichas on Motzei Shabbos is because people are happy Motzei Shabbos. After having a beautiful Shabbos, and they learn Torah Shabbos, and Oinik Shabbos still prevails, and therefore we start saying Slichas B'Simcha. Yes, just like Rosh Hashanah has its Simcha, and even Yom Kippur has its basic Simcha, Slichas has its Simcha as well. Many times in the past, I quoted Rabbi Yoin and Brochus of Lamedamet. Ivdu es Hashem, b'yiro, b'gilo b'ro'odo, gilo and yiro, says Rabbi Yoin, fright and simcha don't go together. When a person is afraid, he cannot really be very happy. That is true regarding any other fright in human experience, not when we're dealing with Yiras Hashem. The feeling of Yiras Hashem should enhance our simcha and not diminish our simcha. We should be so grateful and so gratified that Baruch Hashem we have Yiras Hashem. We should be so gratified that we feel the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That should fill us with simcha. And therefore, Ein Hashchin Hashoyra, Lo Metochatz, Ein Metoch Simcha Shemitz. And the Navi says on Rosh Hashanah, Al Tayut Tayvu, Chedres Hashem, Here, Shofar is a combination of two different voices, the Tkia and the Truah. What message do these voices convey? The Tkia is a coil of Simcha, while the Truah reflects and conveys a broken heart. That is what we learn from Parshas Va'aloicho regarding the mitzvah of Chatzotos. Oviyayim simchaschem uvamoyadechem uvaroshach et sheichem utekaatem b'chatzotzo. In days of joy, in festivals, in days of happiness, we blow the tki. V'hoyo kesovei machom al ha'artzichem v'hariyoyse. In days of fright, of trepidation, in days of awe, that's when we blow the truah. Roshon is a combination of the two. On one hand, Eimas Yoim Hadi, like the Rambam writes, and we quoted the Rambam before. Ein Oyim Namahal Roshon of Yom Kippurim Lefishayin El Yom Shel Samchiyaseir El Yom Shel Shuvah VeYiro VeFach. On the other hand, Al Teyutzev Shem VeHashem. And that is the combination of Tkia and Truah. Tkia reflecting happiness and strength and confidence. We're confident and we believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we will do our utmost in Tshuva Tfilah V'Tzedakah, we know and we believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Mechapel V'Soleach. And therefore, we rejoice and we are happy on this show. And maybe the two tkiyas, the double tkiya, tkiya forever, tkiya achreya, come to convey two different sources, origins, and essentially do different types of simcha. One reason to be sameach Roshon is because this is the day in which we are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king's coronation. And who makes the Kodesh Baruch Hu into a king, if not us, his loyal slaves and servants. So we rejoice for Malchus Shemayim. Maybe that is the first tkiya that comes before the Truah. But Malchus incurs judgment, because that is what kings do. Kings are to judge their people. And therefore, the Truah follows the first key. The second key is the key of Betochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to judge us, we know that the king is the most merciful king that can ever be, with infinite love and mercy. Kilo ach poitz v'moysa meski en b'shuvah medakoy v'chay. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Roshon and Yom Kippur. So the second Kiyah conveys and reflects our Betzach. Rabbani Shalai Lomu Avinu Shebeshamayim, will try our best. In Tshuva, in Tfilah, and Tzedakah. And we are confident that you will be Moichel Tzaleach U'macha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim is infinite. There are some amazing mamorim that we find in Yerushalmi, Sanhedrin, Mentez, Omed Aleph. Ein shechacho lefnei kisei kvodech, avol bishvil Yisrael naaso shachacho. Kodesh Baruch Hu forgets our transgressions and our shortcomings. He forgets because he wants to forget, and everything is b'yad Hashem. Well, somewhat of a contradiction, paradox. Could a Kodesh Baruch Hu forget? That's philosophical calisthenics. If we say a Kodesh Baruch Hu forgets, then that is a shortcoming. If we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot forget, that is a shortcut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything. Let's leave that for the philosophers. Irrelevant. That is what the Yerushalmi says. When he wishes to forget our avedus and our transgressions, b'shvil Yisroel nasa shach. And in that same page in Yerushalmi, there's another amazing mount. When a person is machza, schuyus, and machatza chayvus, and the malach toiv turns over everything, and he finds not one more mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisen loy midi day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us another mitzvah. He has enough mitzvahs up there in heaven. If we're short one mitzvah, and that would make the difference. L'shevet o l'chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a mitzvah from his oitzo. Probably a mitzvah performed by one of those great tzaddikim who have Messias Nefesh v'Klal Yisrael. One of those great tzaddikim that dedicate their Torah and their mitzvahs not only for their own benefit, but for their people. For Amchu Beis Yisrael. So let us all hope and daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Racham Yishamayim. We would do our best in tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. And simcha. In total confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mekabel barachamim avarotza, the sparks of tshuva in our hearts, the nitzotzot of tshuva in our hearts. We should be zeichet together with Kol Beis Yisrael to aksive v'chasim etoiv eto ashana toiv v'mesud ashana v'mesud estoivis. This is the last Shabbos of Tavshin Ayin Dalet. And in this last week's Shabbos, we read the Teuchach. Tich l'shono v'kir lo yisayu. Tochel shono v'perch yisayu. It should be a shona toiv v'mesuka. It should be a shona z'gula v'yeshua. A year in which we will be zeichet to Mashiach Tzadkenu and to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. V'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen.